This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The scales are tilting, Israel. For generations, we have witnessed the weight of Edom pressing down upon the nations, a lineage steeped in the spirit of rebellion, a people who have consistently sought to diminish the name of Yahuwah and exploit the inheritance promised to Jacob. But a shift is underway, a fracturing. The prophets spoke of this time, of a great and terrible day when the arrogance of Edom would be broken and a new order would begin to emerge. Do not mistake this for a triumph of righteousness. This is judgment. Look eastward. The rise of nations once held in check, once dismissed as peripheral, is not happenstance. The alliance solidifying between the dragon of the east and the bear of the north is a direct consequence of Edom's relentless oppression. They are rising not as saviors, but as instruments in Yahuwah's hand, challenging the established order, disrupting the flow of wealth and influence that has sustained Edom for far too long. This is the pattern revealed in the Tanakh, not a simple reversal of power, but a turning of the tables, a reckoning for centuries of injustice. Remember the words concerning Babylon, not merely the ancient city of brick and mortar, but the spirit of Babylon, the relentless pursuit of self-exaltation, the idolatry of power, the disregard for covenant. Edom has become its modern embodiment, extending its reach through systems of debt, through the propagation of false narratives, through the manipulation of global resources. And now, Yahuwah is raising up nations to judge Babylon, to expose the rot at its core. Even if those nations themselves are flawed, even if they carry their own burdens of iniquity, they are being used as a hammer to shatter the foundations of Edom's dominion. Yes, Yahuwah foretold this, the turning of the staff, the eastward shift of power, the diminishing of Edom's influence. We are witnessing the unfolding of that prophecy. But let us not be deceived. This is not a moment for complacency, nor for aligning ourselves with one power block over another. The true allegiance lies with Yahuwah, with the restoration of covenant, with the awakening of scattered Israel. For amongst the nations, amongst the turmoil, a remnant is stirring. Reports are coming in, whispers at first, now growing into a chorus of communities among scattered Israel actively resisting the Babylonian systems, seeking a return to ancestral ways, reclaiming their identity and their covenant memory. They are building networks of mutual support, rejecting the allure of Edomite materialism, and rediscovering the power of Kodesh. We see it in the resurgence of ancestral practices, in the rebuilding of community structures, in the reclaiming of forgotten skills and traditions. It's as if stones, scattered by the winds of exile, are beginning to gather, forming the foundations of a new altar, a new place of worship, a new covenant connection. This is the fulfillment of Micah's prophecy, a gathering of the remnant, a rebuilding of the desolate places, a restoration of what was lost. The West, blinded by its own arrogance, is desperately attempting to maintain control. Their sanctions are failing, their proxy wars are backfiring, their relentless pursuit of self-interest is only accelerating their own decline. They are grasping at shadows, clinging to a power that is slipping through their fingers. They are becoming, as the prophet Obadiah declared, a scarlet thread, exposed and decaying for all to see. This unraveling is not a gradual decline, but a rapid acceleration. The cracks are widening, the foundations are crumbling, and the entire edifice of Edomite power is beginning to tremble. This is the judgment unfolding before our eyes. Israel, do not be caught unaware. Do not be seduced by the false promises of either side. Focus on the true work, the work of restoration, the work of awakening, the work of preparing ourselves for the day of Yahuwah. For the watchman has sounded the alarm, and the time is near. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.